Bezrat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled, Coping with COVID, A Stronger Strategy. We're going to learn how to survive the emotional wears and tears of the unprecedented epidemic that's raging everywhere. Many of us are unaware of what's going on inside of us. With pandemic all around us, it's only normal that anxiety levels are on the rise, even in people who never suffered from anxiety. It's like walking in a battlefield. As much as you retain your cool, it's difficult not to feel pressure when people are getting wounded and dying all around you. That's exactly what's going on in the renewed wave of COVID-19. The laws of survival on the battlefield apply to coping with the pandemic situation as well. There's an important law to remember under fire. When you're in the middle of a super stressed situation, put logic aside. Even though your brain tells you there's no hope, don't listen. Let emunah override your intellect. Why? There's no possible way to prevent the anxiety of tribulations from totally overwhelming a person without emunah. Because when the brain kicks out, emunah kicks in. The intellect says that COVID-19, or whatever your current predicament might be, is a tragedy. Emunah does something else. Emunah thanks Hashem for the challenge. You might rightfully say, well, this is crazy, because we pray to Hashem every day that He shouldn't give us tribulations. We say, lo lidei nisayon velo lidei bizayon. Well, that's really no contradiction. Nobody wants tribulations. Let Hashem throw them somewhere else. But if we already have the tribulations, we already encounter them, they're a treasure, and it's a sign that Hashem is doing them for our own good. And by dealing with them, we strengthen ourselves and we get closer to Hashem. So in times of tribulation, there's a war going on between intellect and emunah. Those with that emunah, they become captive to negativity before the fighting even starts. The intellect says there's no hope, but emunah strikes back and says that Hashem's salvation is near. The intellect tells us that this is a worst case scenario, but emunah hits back and says there's no such thing as bad in the world. The intellect gives us headache and butterflies in our stomach and nervous twitches and all types of other signs of anxiety. And emunah gives us a tune to sing and rhythm in our feet so that we can dance. So during the times of stress, intellect and logic, they don't deliver the goods. To paraphrase the tire dealers, emunah is what you could depend on when the rubber hits the road. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov explains in Likutei Moran, Torah 91, that there are several levels of emunah. For example, there's emunah that's localized in a person's heart. Well, many people have emunah in their hearts, but that's not enough. A person should have a deep-seated emunah until he feels the emunah in all of his extremities. That's the type of emunah that a person needs under fire. For example, this was the level of emunah that Abraham, our forefather, had. He was a pillar of emunah. And it's amazing that the numerical equivalent of Abraham is 248, which corresponds to the 248 parts of the body, which just tells us that Abraham had emunah in every part of his body. This alludes to the fact that Abraham internalized emunah and carried out every one of the positive mitzvahs, it's also 248, that they brought the light of emunah to each one of his limbs. And at the time of the Akedah, Abraham's 10th and most difficult test of faith, when Hashem commanded him to sacrifice his only son on the altar, Abraham's hand would have not been able to lift up that slaughtering knife if he didn't have complete emunah in Hashem. So we see that Abraham's every limb and every joint had emunah. That's what King David is referring to in Psalm 119 when King David says, "Kol mitzvosecha emunah," all your mitzvot are emunah. Since the 613 mitzvahs correspond to the 613 parts of the body, all the mitzvahs are emunah. So we have to internalize emunah in every part of our body, and we do that by each one of the mitzvahs we fulfill. And even if there are mitzvahs that we can't fulfill, when we learn about them, it's like fulfilling them. So now comes the good news. Rabbi Nachman says that once we internalize the emunah in our limbs, then the emunah permeates the brain too. The more emunah permeates the brain, the greater our ability to attain a higher level of intellectual prowess and understanding than even intellect and logic. They can't take us to that level of understanding that we can reach with emunah. Dry intellect tells us that there is bad in the world. Emunah tells us that Hashem does everything the best, so in truth, there's no bad in the world. During times of stress and trials and tribulations like right now, It's difficult to thank Hashem, sure, because a person doesn't understand how the pandemic can possibly be for the good and doesn't understand what all the related problems, the income problems and the social problems and kids at home from school and they're bored and all types of problems. How could they possibly be for the good? But when we first perform a mitzvah, it's the same thing. We don't necessarily understand what we're doing, and we don't understand how that's for the good either. We don't realize that by putting on tefillin, our brains can better understand our Torah. Or by wearing tzitzis, we remember the other mitzvahs of Torah. Or by dressing modestly, we invoke more divine light on ourselves. Yet the more we believe in what we're doing, and even though we don't understand at first, in time, that by doing the mitzvahs with belief, with emunah, we actually come to understand the mitzvahs, each person according to his or her own spiritual level. So in the case of trials and tribulations and severe tests of faith, just like now, even though we don't logically know what's going on, we rely on emunah and we begin thanking Hashem. So since we override logic and nature, Hashem sends us solutions and salvations that also override logic and nature, measure for measure. So the more we rely on emunah, that everything is for the best, and that there's no bad in the world, the more we really come to understand that there truly is no bad in the world, and that everything is for the best. So today's emunah, when it's deeply internalized, it becomes tomorrow's logic, tomorrow's heightened intellect. The one tiny bit of profound knowledge can revolutionize a person's life for the better. Just like right now, it can uplift a person from all stress. So in the case of the pandemic, sure, you got to take proper precautions and don't let your guard down. Do what your local health authorities tell you to do, because in the midst of pitched battle with a very dangerous virus and whatever weapons we have, whether it's a mask or whether it's social distancing, we don't drop our weapons on the battlefield. No, we pick up and we use them. But don't forget the emunah battle too. Don't let the evil inclination or anyone else tell you that things are hopeless, because it's all from Hashem and it's all for the best. Meanwhile, nobody gave such perfect and timely advice for dealing with a pandemic like Isaiah the prophet did. Open up Isaiah to chapter 26 and look at verse 20. He says, "Come, my people, enter into your rooms and shut the doors behind you. Take refuge for a moment until the rage passes over." What could possibly be a better description of what's going on right now? As soon as we ask ourselves, what is it that Hashem wants for me? Or how does Hashem want me to improve myself? Then with that self-assessment, we're showing that we understand Hashem's message. And the quicker we do so, the more we make an effort to improve ourselves and get closer to Hashem, then the sooner COVID-19 will disappear from the face of the earth, and the sooner we'll see Mashiach in our rebuilt holy temple. Amen. God bless.